That's good. Very nice. Very nice. Is it ready?
Very soon. Very soon. The rice is a bit dry.
I think so, in a minute. This is good.
There you go.
This one is new as well.
Yes, shrimps and fried rice. A Chinese dish that is becoming very international.
But isn't Iranian food better, miss?
Of course. But foreign food is not bad for a change, and you can become familiar with different cultures and taste of other nations.
That's a very nice point of view.
Yes, but only if our kebab and rice and dizi were international foods as well.
Don't talk nonsense. How can they find the necessary equipment to make such food outside Iran?
Children.
Mmm, it's very delicious.
Mmm? Mmm, yes, it's delicious.
Mmm, it's very good. Are you going to add it to the foreign food menu?
If you agree to it, of course.
Mmm, do you think you're going to change the menu then?
No, I'm just going to separate the Iranian menu from the foreign menu.
This will be my office, and I can watch everything from here. We will show them.
Congratulations, sir.
Listen to me carefully. I want you to get this restaurant ready in a few days.
Certainly, sir.
Tell your workers I will pay them twice their wages for each day.
Thank you very much.
If you work two shifts, I'll pay you four times for each day of work.
Oh, damn it. Oh, damn it.
Work as fast as you can. I want to prove to everyone who they're dealing with. I'll pay your wages to the last penny.
It doesn't make a difference to us as long as there's work to do. We'll be at your service. Out of my way. This is a very nice place. You should give us a plan. I just hope you won't leave us short of money. That's important. And it's also important we get paid in time.
You have nothing to worry about. I won't.
These are the cafes and traditional restaurants that I have constructed. I didn't steal the plans from anyone. I designed them all myself. It's not AutoCAD.
That's great. That's great. It seems to me that you're as good as an architect.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Put this aside and work on the plan that I drew and start working on it. Why are you standing around doing nothing? Get back to work.
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Don't lie to me. I can see that something is wrong.
We'll have to pay the rest of the landlord's money in a few days, and we don't have any money at all.
It's only the beginning of our expenses.
Anyway, be careful, please.
God will help me.
Why have you recently become so interested in eggplants, Akbar? I'm curious.
I suggest you just get the curd ready and stop talking.
Can't you just buy some curd from the supermarket? Why do you insist on making it yourself? Get the curd ready, get the curd ready.
Curds that are sold in supermarkets are all fake. Curd should be fresh, soft, and light. Just like smooth, milky cream.
What are you going to do?
Don't you worry. So when you're done, I'll show you how to filter it.
Will you stop talking about the damn curd? I'm talking about the restaurant.
If you're talking about the money I need for the restaurant, I've put the house up for sale. I've already told you, haven't I?
Let me provide you with a partner instead of selling your house.
I can't see eye to eye with the partners you've come up with.
But this one isn't a stranger.
Mina wasn't a stranger either. Can you find anyone closer than my wife?
This one is much better. I mean, she won't be any trouble at all. And she's ready to invest. Just take it from me.
Can you tell me who it is?
I'll tell you later. There's no hurry. Cook your eggplant and curd already. I'm starving. Damn, it's all over my clothes.
Ali, come down. Come down. Yep, bring it down. Come on, Ali. Hold it. Yep, bring it down. Okay. Slowly. Yep. Bring it up. Great, Ali.
Cheers for Mrs. Karika and the reopening of her restaurant.
Oh,
hooray!
Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you all so very much. But we'd better not waste any more time and get back to work, you know. I want our customers to feel and notice the changes that we've made in our restaurant. Go on in now, please. Go right on in and check the difference. Go along and see for yourself. Go
I
on
really
in.
Congratulate
go on in.
You.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I wish you the best. Yes, thank you. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Go on in. Go on in.
Excuse me, Mrs. Caricott. What are we supposed to do with the sign?
I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Mr. Musa, put the sign in a safe place in the basement. Find somewhere safe. Could you do that, Mr. Musa?
Okay, Mrs. Maltaby. How can I do this? I can never forget Mr. Akbar's kindness.
Yes, I know. Mr. Musa will tell you what to do with the sign.
Mr. Musa
yes,
will...
Yes.
Cousin, let me take a look around and see if Akbar is inside. It wouldn't be appropriate for you to go there in his absence. The place is full of low-class workers, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting.
Hi there, Akbar. Are you there? Why is it so dark here? I can't see a thing. Akbar, why aren't the lights on? Akbar! Oh, that hurts. Akbar!
Oman, what's wrong? Come here.
Oh, what a relief. Why are you sitting in the dark? Hello, Akbar. I see that everyone is here.
We were just having some lunch. Would you like some?
Really? I'd better go get Cousin Marilla. She came here to make an investment, Akbar.
Manusher, before I lose it, go out and don't let him bring his investor into my restaurant.
It's his cousin. Don't discredit him in front of her. Leave everything to me. I'll take care of it.
Why doesn't he ever listen to me? Didn't he already learn his lesson?
Akbar, I hate to repeat this, but we don't have much time left, and soon we have to pay the money. We have to clear our checks, and you have to think about the money you owe. It's not a bad idea.
I haven't become that miserable to live off of what other people have gotten out of their divorce.
She's kind of family too, you know. What's the difference? She could have come over to buy shares just like the others.
Watch your step, dear cousin. Let me introduce you. Manusher, our workers, my cousin, and Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello. Come in. Their food is ready for you. Please.
Congratulations. Wow, smells good. Human told me about it, but I just thought he was joking.
Well, he wasn't. Please come in and be our guest. Sit here and wait till it's ready. Ramat, set up this table for the lady.
You see, cousin? I told you, but you didn't believe me. They're just about to put the plaster on the walls. Come in, I'll show you around. Mind your clothes. Over there, we're going to build the kitchen. We'll have the kitchen equipment in a few days. We'll put the tables over there, and the restrooms will be built right here. It's going to be one hell of a traditional restaurant.
Interesting.
Interesting? It's ripe for investment, cousin.
Saftar, do the talking after lunch.
Yes, you're right. Let's talk after lunch. Come sit.
Sir, what would you like to have?
Barbary rice with chicken.
Have you seen our new menu yet?
Yeah, but I'd like to have the barbary rice.
Okay, as you wish. 10,500 tomans. Hello. Tell
what?
Me, how many people in your party?
Only two.
Let's see. You can sit over there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, Mr. Ali Magam. Have you given any thought to the other restaurant?
What about the other restaurant?
Well, what will happen if no one shows up here? That restaurant has passed all the tests with flying colors, after all.
Are you kidding, cousin? If the customers find out Akbar is here, they'll all come swarming in here and... Sorry.
No, I mean, when we Iranians get used to something, you know, we have a really difficult time changing our habits. That's really all I meant to say.
Yes, yes, yes. But it doesn't apply to a restaurant's customers. They go to places that serve better food. And I'm talking about people who go to a restaurant to eat. I don't mean those who go to restaurants just to show off and impress others.
So, you won't go there anymore? Forgive me for asking this, but why did you fight with your wife?
What fight are you talking about? We just have, at times, disagreements. Over small things sometimes.
Oh, really? So you're going to get divorced over some simple disagreements?
The food is getting cold, Akbar.
Who said we're going to get divorced?
Why did you say that? Be quiet. You made him upset.
Listen to me, ma'am. My wife is gorgeous, and I love her very much. She sometimes gets caught up in the moment and acts impulsively. But that happens to be true of all women.
And what is that supposed to
mean? It means when we give you a chance to make progress, you start to think too highly of yourselves.
Excuse me, Akbar. Don't get angry. My cousin didn't mean anything. She sometimes talks just for the sake of talking.
I don't care if she meant anything or not. I really don't appreciate it when people start to talk to me about my private life. Listen, we might be rivals, but we are not enemies. Listen, good madam. I strongly suggest that if you want to invest in my restaurant, remember to just talk about the restaurant and nothing else.
See? He lost it. I trusted you. You weren't supposed to say anything in front of him.
But I didn't say anything.
Sir, excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Why does this food stink of mud?
Yes, sir, just a moment.
Smell it.
Just a moment, just a moment. Miss Matabi. Miss Matabi.
What is it?
He wants to complain about his food.
Excuse me.
No problem, no problem.
The gentleman says that his fried rice smells like mud. Would you please take care of him?
Taste this food. It stinks.
Why didn't you explain to him?
Me? But you're the hall's manager, ma'am.
I know that, sir. This is a Chinese dish, made with Chinese salt. And this is the smell of seaweed, not mud.
It doesn't stink of seaweed, it stinks of mud.
Well, do you want me to change your food?
Nah, I've lost my appetite.
Well, you can take back your money if you want.
That's
right,
so
over there.
Generous of
Please
you.
Go ahead. Please, Ms. Ghaffari. Ms. Ghaffari, please return his money.
Okay.
Mr. Merdad.
Yes?
Clear up this table.
Miss Matabi, the people at the table say they can't eat their food either.
Tell me, didn't you tell them we've changed the head chef?
It's none of my business.
6 minutes.
people die, their secrets and mysteries become worthless. Yes?
Hi,
it's Charlotta. I have good news. Accident?
Yes, on the road to Chalos, 150th kilometer.
No, sir, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
Unfortunately, Mr. Purbach has passed away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Good morning.
When did you come?
You were asleep.
I think I had a dream.
About what?
I don't know. It was something bad. Didn't we talk to each other yesterday? About the proposal. But I left a message on your phone. Dear Pari, either start taking some pills or stop taking the ones you're taking. Everything around me is changing. And I have no control over it. Wednesday, Kion dies. Have you ever dreamt while you were awake?
One head chef soup, two fried rice, without peppers.
Ms. Radmadesh, the customers keep complaining.
Really? What do they say?
Everything. One claims his food stinks of mud, and the other says it's either tasteless, spicy, or without salt.
What? That's nonsense. They can leave if they don't like it. No one is forcing them to eat.
Of course no one is forcing them. That's what I told them, that if they don't like their food, they can take back their money.
Well, okay, that's very good. That's what you should tell them.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Minu.
Hello, Dad. How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
I heard you reopened the restaurant.
That's right.
How is everything?
Okay.
Fine, not bad.
Why don't you bring the kids and come to our house for dinner on Thursday?
On Thursday? Why, what's up?
Your mother and I would just like to have dinner with you.
Oh, but I'm really very busy here on Thursdays, you know, and as you know, I'm running the place for myself.
Oh, come on, you're always busy. I'm really tired of your excuses of being busy or alone. I miss the kids.
We'll be waiting for you on Thursday.
I'll tell the kids myself.
All right, Dad.
I'll do as you say. All right.
Goodbye. Yes, you should do as I say.
Mr. Menasher, what are you doing? What's taking you so long?
Miss Mojgan, can't you see I'm calling Akbar to come here and decide about everything himself?
Aren't you in charge of financial matters here? Can't you do something? Can't you even write a check? What good are you, for heaven's sake? No,
like
I don't
tea,
want
Colonel?
Any tea. Perhaps he's fled. I'm tired of waiting. You're wasting our time. At least write the check until Mr. Akbar comes. I can't stand
this.
Yes,
please, right. I have to call Akbar, and that is what I'm trying to do. I can't just write a check on my
own. Call him
Look,
again.
I can't. Please, I have to call Akbar, and that is what I'm trying to do. I can't just write a check on my
then
own.
Call him
Look,
again.
I can't. It's not
call
him again.
Mr.
Manuja, come on.
There's no need to take the trouble and call him. Give me the number. I'll call him myself and nail him down.
I did call him. He's not available. Stop pestering me, please.
Well,
it's not my fault.
What are you
going
to do about it?
What do you want me
Why
to do?
Why can't you sign
Look, just
the
leave
check?
Me alone.
Come on. You
Look,
know
I
it's
can't
right.
get hold.
How are you doing, sir?
What? Is there anything wrong?
Well, you see, our workers have to be paid daily. They can't go home empty-handed to their wives and families. It'd be best to pay them on a daily basis. And you promised to pay them on time, if I recall.
I know, you're right. I'll pay you. How much do you need for now?
You have to pay the workers and also pay for the materials. My wages can wait. I'm not in a hurry.
I'll pay you.
Thanks. I'll be going then. Why are you hiding in the room? You have to come out eventually. There are others who are on their way. Come on out of there right now. Let's go. Out
Mr.
of there.
Mr. Manuchehr, why are you doing this? We want no shares. You can't force us.
That's right. She is absolutely right.
No matter what you do, you still have to wait until Akbar comes over here. I called him. He's still on his way.
Now, this won't do. Come on, hold me up. Pick me up. I'm going to show him who's the boss around here. Come on. Get me up there. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. Come out, I said. Come out. Come out of there.
You did great, Colonel. Just great.
What's the point of all this? He didn't open the door. We got to get him to
come
out of there.
We're forcing him to come out.
Will you come out of there?
Okay. What's going on here?
If my friends don't mind, I'd like to talk on behalf of all the shareholders here. Let me speak.
Please, go on. I'm listening to you, Colonel.
Well, you see, what we have heard is that Mrs. Manu has hired a head chef who's come back from abroad, and that she has reopened the restaurant, and right now it is absolutely swarming with customers.
That woman should really be appreciated. She was always smart and efficient, seriously.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? She's reopened the restaurant and is running it smoothly. Isn't that right?
Everyone knew that Minu was going to reopen the restaurant from the very beginning. I don't get it. What does this have to do with our partnership?
Well, I'm going to say something to you. Mr. Akbar, you know that we respect you. But as Mr. Bakhtiar has said...
Don't insist on this. I'm telling you.
Bakhtiar, quiet. I'm talking.
I'm sorry, Colonel. Go on.
Yes, now, as I was saying, as Mr. Bakhtiar said, we respect you.
And?
But would you please tell me, why did you build a restaurant and put it in front of the other restaurant?
Yes, that is exactly my point.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that no matter how good and clean your restaurant is, it can never compete with Mrs. Minou's restaurant. That's the truth.
Yes, sir, we won't make any profit, and there's no doubt about it. I think it's really quite obvious.
Of all the other places in the world, why did you have to buy the property with our money?
That's right.
What does your family feuding have to do with us? Why should we pay the price?
Firstly, you weren't supposed to meddle in my affairs. Secondly, in my opinion, you should have waited for the results. The restaurant...
No, wait just a moment. Mr. Akbar. You need to cancel our partnership right now and give us our money back. That's the way to do it. We'll be grateful if you would. And, of course, it's our money and we need it.
Look, Mr. Akbar, my wife and I want to go on a trip. We need our money back. I really am sorry.
All right. No problem. If you can't wait, you can have your money back.
You know, my son Sharam was accepted to Azad University, and we have to pay for his education. I would have loved to be a shareholder, but his education is more important. Don't you think so?
Congratulations. Your money is ready.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you know what? I will ask Manuchehr to write down the names of those who want their money back and to give them their checks. Is there anything else?
Thank you very much.
Manuchehr? Manuchehr! Manuchehr!
Are we under attack?
This is no time to have nightmares. Get up and give each of them a check and return their money.
What are you talking about, Akbar? We don't have much time to pay the landlord's money. Besides, we have to think of the architect's payments, and we haven't bored any of the restaurant's
They're making
equipment.
A scene. Do you want them to go and spread rumors in the family that I've robbed some old people of their money?
All right. Okay. Do as you please. But you're the one who's going to deal with the restaurant's creditors.
Of course, that goes without saying. Get out and do what I told you.
All right.
Well, come on, get up.
Ooh.
Just give them the checks and get rid of them.
You know, this property is very, very good. It's 92 square meters. It's got parking nearby and has everything else. A nice yard, parking, storage, everything. It's really good. It was built 25 years ago and you can afford it. Oh, God. What is it now?
Don't worry, sir. It's really nothing. I've read the newspapers. Mrs. Kirka hasn't done any interviews lately.
Stop laughing, Sharam. Get up. Get up and show the house to this gentleman and return as soon as possible.
Sir.
Go and see the house. If you like it, come back here and I'll take care of the rest. Go on. Go on. If you like it, don't worry about anything.
Okay.
If you like it, the house will be yours. Go on, please. Go. Go, Sharam.
Sure, sir.
And please,
sure.
Come back quickly.
Hello, Javadi.
Hello. 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 How are you, sir?
Long time no see.
I want to talk to you.
Is everything all right?
I want to know if the price of real estate is really what they advertise in the newspapers.
How come?
So the prices have really gone up?
Well, it's not what they're really worth. You see, these days no one sells their property at a low price. Prices have gone up, and that's the norm.
I've decided to sell.
Sell what?
The house. I'm in need of the money.
Well, I'm ready to help you do that. Just say the word.
Make it soon. I need money.
And give the money to Mr. Mustafi. But I can ask him and see if he'll give you more time.
There is no need. Sell it.
Yes, sir. Whatever you ask, I will do. And Mr. Ali Margam, please have someone be at the house this afternoon, and I will send someone by to see it.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ali Margam. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, I have to go.
Hello?
Akbar, are you there?
What is it, Manusha?
Where are you? The architect has called
several times already.
What does he want?
Isn't it
obvious? He wants to get his money.
He's still waiting.
It's not like I'm going to rob him of his money.
Look, he has ordered lots of building materials, and the workers want their wages already. How are you going to build a
restaurant with an empty pocket?
That's my own business. Put him on the line so I can talk to him.
I managed to
escape from him and come home. If you want to talk to him, then go to the restaurant and
talk to them. I can't deal with this anymore.
All right.
It has nothing to do with me. Nothing at all!
Turn the machine off. No more work today. Come down, guys. Change your clothes. We're leaving.
What are you talking about? Are you really going to leave? Seriously?
Oh, yes, Mr. Human. This will not do. We must be paid every day as was promised.
Here he is at last.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Mr.
How are you?
How are you, sir?
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
What is it? Why aren't all of you working?
Well, finally.
What does that mean? I asked, why are you not working?
Well, what can I say, Mr. Akbar? We need materials to work, and the workers need their wages. When none of that is provided, we can't work.
I'll take care of it in a few days. I'll have your money ready soon.
Give us a call when you have the money, and we'll be at your service. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. Let's go, guys.
Akbar, now that the workers are leaving, you'd better tell the kitchen workers to go as well.
Should I tell them?
Tell them to go.
Essie, thank you. You can leave for now. Thank you, Ramat. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'll call you later. You can leave now. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Akbar, we'll stand by your side and never leave you until this restaurant is
all
complete.
Right. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Goodbye. Come on.
I really appreciate your help, guys. Things will get better soon, I promise. Goodbye.
Okay. Come
Goodbye,
on,
sir.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Come on. Come on.
Out. Let's go.
Goodbye, Mr. Akbar.
Goodbye, Mr. Akbar.
Safdar.
Yes?
Do you have the keys?
The keys? Yes. Why?
Lock the door and go home. As you can see, there's no work for now.
Where are you going, Akbar? Akbar, why don't you come home with me? Akbar, come on. Answer me. Hello? Hi, cousin. Where are you, my dear?
Humars. Kiermaars? Hello.
Hi. What's wrong? Why are you here at this time of night?
What's wrong? Why are you in bed so early? Why so many blankets?
Cold nights, loneliness, and sadness makes one prefer sleep. So tell me, why have you come here?
It's the same old disease, isn't it?
I can see the signs. Like Marzieh's disease. In her final days.
God bless her soul, she's as stubborn as you. The two of you were so alike. Like brother and sister. Do you have something to eat?
Yes, I do. But I've lost my appetite.
It's a good thing that I've come here. No one goes to bed hungry when Akbar is around.
Hunger is better than loneliness. Good thing you came.
Well, no one was at home. And you are my only friend. So I decided to come here. Now we'll be neither hungry nor alone. Come on, get up.
Tell me the truth, Akbar. Why are you here in the middle of the night?
They're forcing me into accepting a partner, Kumars. I feel down.
Don't accept it, then.
Unfortunately, I really have to. I just can't afford it all by myself.
See? Poor me. Poor him.